Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Your girl is a homebody, so one of the best parts of the day for me is when I can come home, put on my comfy pajamas, get snuggled up on the couch, and enjoy something to drink while catching up on a TV show. The thing is, though, that I don't want to drink wine all the time because, though I love it, I'm no longer a huge wine drinker like I was back in the day. I have morning headaches and even inflammation to thank for that. So, to help fill that gap, I've been enjoying Recess Mood as a guilt-free way to unwind. Recess Mood really is a vibe, y'all. There are only 20 calories per serving, no added sugar, and it's infused with stuff I like, including mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, which really helps me to relax after a high-energy day. Recess Mood has 4 delicious flavors to choose from. My personal fave is Strawberry Rose. If one of your goals in 2024 is to drink less alcohol, this is the way. Give Recess Mood a try today and see how relaxed it helps you feel. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your first time tapping in. Hey, sis, I'm glad that you're here. And if you've been here for a while, thank you so much for coming back and just sharing this time with me. You know, today I want to talk about this transition that we are making from summer into the fall and winter months. There are some things that I personally am doing that I wanted to share with you that hopefully will help you to, make the transition easier, continue to prioritize yourself, feel good or feel better, those kind of things. So I'm going to share with you a few things that I am doing in the coming months, you know, the next, what is it, technically 6 months, I guess, somewhere in there, 5-6 months. So let's go ahead and get into it. But first, I want to invite you just to slow down if you can and just allow your body to go into like this neutral mode so you can coast for a little while. A lot of times we're just applying that gas or we're pumping the brakes. It's the stop, go, stop, go, stop, go, right? I just want to invite you to just kind of put yourself into neutral for a little while as we share this time together. I want you to, you know, breathe a little deeper. I want you to drop your shoulders. Girl, go make yourself some lemon water or some coffee. Go get your skin, the good skin butter. You know, the one that you stored away. Get your good skin butter and go ahead and moisturize your situation. Just do something that's going to allow you to just slow down. How about that? Because you're worthy of that, okay? And also, you know what? I was inspired by something that I noticed on YouTube where the person I was watching shared like a win that they had for the week. And that's something that, you know, it's not anything new, but I want to share what to me would be a win, but do it in a way where it's self-care. So at the top of each new episode, when it makes sense, I am going to share maybe 1 or 2 things that I did in the last few days as a form of self-care. Does that make sense? Something that helped me to tap into feelings of joy, wholeness, liberation, wellness, just something that was for me, right? So I want to share that with you in case you find that helpful on your journey. So I actually had two things that I want to let you know that I did in the last week
that helped me to continue to tap into prioritizing myself. All right. So the first thing that I did was I saw my therapist a few days ago. So it was technically, last week when you're listening to this. I saw my therapist, and it was really to prioritize, help me to continue to prioritize my mental health. I'm in a place of transition right now. I don't really want to go into it, but what I can say is that your girl is being challenged, your girl is being stretched, and there is some tension in this situation. There is some irritation in this situation. There is some just feelings of not being at ease in this situation. And so I happened to have a session with my therapist, which was great. And one thing that I can tell you that he told me to do in this situation was to continue to express my boundaries. Continue to express my boundaries. And so he gave me a homework assignment, which honestly sounds very simple. We've talked about this before, right? But sometimes your girl needs a reminder, just like how I am hopefully helping you to tap into that self-care for you. I need that as well. We all need someone that we can have check in with us, right? Or support us in our journey. So my homework assignment actually for this week is to say no 10 times. Literally tell someone no 10 times in the cases where I really just do not feel like doing it. Because during our conversation, what we kind of uncovered was I am still in this place where in this specific situation that I'm talking about, there's still some people pleasing and considering other people's needs ahead of my own. So it's a fine balance, right? When you're learning and exploring prioritizing yourself. So again, my homework assignment is to say no 10 times in the next week or so before our next meeting, and to document that in my notes app. And we're going to talk about that. So wanted to let you know, your girl, hey, I do therapy too, right? And I'm very thankful for that. The next thing that I did that stood out for me for self-care was last week. You may have seen this on my stories, but your girl went to the beach. Yeah, you know, I went to the beach, I stuck my feet in the sand, connected with the earth, felt really, really good. Whenever I leave the beach, I feel so hype. I just feel really energized. Honestly, it feels like a natural high. I'm sure that there are some signs to it, including the fact that, you know, the water is blue, and you know how blue is a calming color, or it helps you maybe feel more safe and secure. Again, just the fact that you're touching the ground for a specific amount of time helps you to recharge. I'm sure there were a lot of things at play, like I said before, but honestly, every time I go to the beach and I come back, I feel like I'm on this, I feel like I'm high. I can't even explain it, but that is how it feels. I feel like I am on this natural, good feeling high. And so I love that the beach has that effect on my body. And so as the weather permits, I'm going to continue doing that. So I wanted to let you know, those are the two things that I did for self-care in the last week. I would love to hear what are some of the things, even just one thing. One thing is awesome. What is something that you did for self-care in the last week? You can let me know by emailing me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. And you know what? You never know. You may hear your message shared on an upcoming episode. I don't know. Let me know what you did, and you may hear your message pop up, so don't be surprised, okay? Okay, so, all right, now let's go ahead and get into this specific episode. Again, I want to talk about just how we can prepare ourselves for the fall/winter months, and yes, I know that I am lumping these in together. That is just what I tend to do, because the fall and the winter, they're the darker, colder, cooler months for the most part. And I feel like those months seasonally affect our mental health in different ways than the spring and summer months do. So yeah, I'm lumping them both together, all right? And I might do another episode on this because, again, these are three things that I am currently doing, but there are more ways than what I'm going to share with you. So you may have your own thing that makes sense for you, but hopefully this will kind of give you some ideas for what you can do to prepare for these heavier, what tend to be heavier months for different reasons. You know, our bodies go through rhythms during these seasons as well. Animals start hibernating or flying south for the winter. Now, if you are privileged enough to go to some place that is nice and warm during the winter specifically, girl, do you. I'm here for it, okay? I know some of us have the privilege of living on different coasts and in different countries and things like that. So, hey, do you. That is definitely self-care, okay? But here are some things that I am doing. So the first thing that I want to say as I talk about ways I'm preparing for the fall/winter months is really turning inwards and taking a look at my mental health. I feel like this is an excellent time to allow your mental health to be a huge priority. Now, technically, right, mental health is always a great time to prioritize our mental health, right? Of course it is. But, you know, for some of us, myself included, like I mentioned before, the fall and winter can hit us incredibly hard. Like fall and winter, that means like we're getting less daylight. You look up and now it's dark at 6 p.m. Whereas what in the summertime, I swear, and the time changes so, or not the time, the season changes. To me, it feels so fast. Like it's, I don't feel like, and this is just my opinion, like it doesn't feel like there's much of a transition from the end of summer to when fall just kind of like hits us. It's like one day it's dark. It gets dark at like, what, like 8:30, 8 o'clock at night. And then the next night it gets dark at like 7:30. And then the next night after that, it's dark at like 5:15. Like make it make sense. And I know I'm exaggerating a little, but that's how it feels to me. It's like you look up and now it's freaking dark at 6 p.m. And I know that this darkness, it can really do a number on like our hormone levels, and like dopamine can take a dive. And sometimes we tend to feel more moody and sad. And that's just what it is. Like if this is you, I highly recommend that you make a specific point of getting some sun every single day. Honestly, like if, what is it called? Seasonal affective disorder. Like if you have that, or you just feel more moody and tired during these next few months, like it makes sense, right? And I think that what I want to encourage you to do is to really make a specific point of getting some sun as often as you can. If not like every single day, I'm talking about intentionally doing it as often as you can. And yes, I know this sounds like a duh, like Bree, we already know that. I know, listen, girl, you can take that bass out your voice, okay? I know you know. This is, you know, sounds like a, well, I already know that kind of thing that I'm saying. But, you know, first of all, support systems, like I said, just like I have a support system, I want to, as much as possible, be that, you know, within reason for you, which is why I hope that you return to the podcast. So I'm doing that in honor of you, sis. But, you know, again, let's be real. Some of us that lean towards being more introverted, like, again, myself, or really just enjoy our time away from the hubbub of the world and, you know, quote unquote, or hashtag peopling, right? Or those that tend to just be super busy, like being the person that everybody relies on. It can be challenging to even make an effort to get outside, even for a good cause, which again is the prioritization of our mental health. But listen, boo-boo, I'm going to break it down for you, and I'm not going to clap into the microphone, but I want you to hear the intentional pause and pretend that I'm clapping, and maybe you clap instead of me, okay? Here we go. We need sun, period. I'm gonna say it again. Get your claps ready, okay? I'm gonna let you clap this one out. All right, you ready? Here we go. Again, I'm gonna say we need sun. Period. Okay. Did you clap? I hope you did, because I thought that was actually pretty funny. So, all seriousness here, how I plan to do this is to consistently take my morning walks. If you've been here for a minute, you know sometimes on Instagram I'll show you how I'm taking a walk in the morning, or, you know, like, look at the sky, it's so pretty. I'm literally the person that, as corny or as cheesy as it may sound, I'm the weirdo that, and actually that wasn't a very kind word. That wasn't a nice word to say about myself. See, sometimes you gotta just, if you say something, just, I just process it, and then I may like pull it back. I sometimes even apologize to myself, which I'm worthy of apologies, but I didn't mean to call myself a weirdo. Or if I did, it was in a fun and cute way, because I don't think there's anything wrong with being weird, right? But I'm the person that you may see on the little trail who is not necessarily walking, but actually just standing to the side, looking up at the sun for like 5-10 minutes. Or looking up at the clouds, not the sun, heaven forbid. Don't stare at the sun, kids. Don't do it. Okay, I'm talking about the sky and the clouds, because they're beautiful. There's just something about, like, the sky is just really blue, and then the clouds are like fluffy and they're just floating by, and you can actually see the clouds moving. I don't know. I just like to take time to do that. I just do. That's me. Okay. So, but yeah, just making time consistently, to take my morning walks. Like, that is for me a must. For you, it may be that, or, right, because it looks different for all of us. For you, it may look like doing the same, or perhaps maybe it's you taking your coffee out on the balcony or the patio every morning, right, when the sun is coming out, and you spend 10-15 minutes out there, weather permitting, of course, just enjoying your coffee or maybe taking your journal out there. Or maybe it looks like, or, you know, opening your blinds every single day, every single morning, and standing next to your window for 5-10 minutes and just looking outside and, you know, feeling that sun on your skin through the window, or, you know, opening your blinds and just taking 5-10 minutes to pray or drink your coffee or meditate while you're in that area. Or maybe it looks like going outside of the office. Like, if you're back in the office right now, which I know some of you are, maybe you head outside sometimes for lunch instead of staying inside every single day. Some of you are lucky enough and blessed enough to have like a park across the street or really close. So maybe 2 or 3 times out of the week, you know, you pack a lunch and you drive the 5-minute drive to the park, or you walk across the street to the park and you just eat your lunch and you just feel the sun and you people watch and you do all those things. It could be light therapy. You know, a couple of years ago, I purchased a light that, and I haven't pulled it out since last year, so this may not be quite correct, but I'm pretty positive that it mimics the effects of the sun. I think I got it from Amazon. Anyway, I'm going to pull that sucker out as needed and start using it. So again, hopefully if those aren't your jam, they at least give you some ideas of things that you could possibly do. So that, again, ultimately the point is to get some more sun, right? And I can also tell you that I will still be putting on sunscreen. Shout out to, what is it called? Black Girl Sunscreen. Man, I just found that, and this is not a plug by any stretch, or how about this? It's a free plug because I use it. I think it's called Black Girl Sunscreen, and it is absolutely amazing. I didn't for a while, a long while, didn't use sunscreen because it just made my skin feel gross, and it left that horrible white cast. I'm like, listen, make it make sense. But Black Girl Sunscreen is everything. I love it, and I'll definitely continue to use that throughout the rest of this year. So do with that information what you may, but my hope is that all in all, you'll find some ways to get more sun into your day every single day, right? We need it. Let's see. Number two, that was number one. Number two, kind of speaking of sunscreen, I am seriously like upping my body care game. I'm talking about like the moisturization of my skin, because my skin is super fickle. First of all, I'm allergic to coconut oil. Okay. So I can't use anything that has coconut oil in it, which sucks because there are a lot of products that I want to try that I can't because I'll have an allergic reaction, from hair care, natural hair care products, to body products, to even like, do you know how badly I want to try coconut water? Like there was a time that I was ready to risk it all over some coconut water. I really just want to taste it. I just want to taste it, but I can't. But anyway, my skin is really fickle and it tends to lean towards the super, super dry side, especially not so much in the summer, of course, but more so like in the winter and in the fall. So in the summer, or just like in the last few months, all I had to do really was just put on like a light lotion. Again, put on some sunscreen. Again, shout out to Black Girl Sunscreen. But that just ain't gonna fly in the winter / fall months. Before I continue, let's go ahead and take a quick break right here. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BG Self Care. All right, now I'm back. So I'm talking about upping my body care game, right? So during the next few months or through the end of the year, I will not be able to buy like the little cutesy, I'm calling them cutesy, like them regular. How about that? Them regular soaps and stuff that you find like at the store. Those would work in the summertime, but they definitely ain't gonna be working for the fall and the winter. So I'm gonna have to do a lot of ordering online and going back to soaps that are more clean, more natural, that moisturize really, really well. Things that are more thick and more luxurious, like the thicker body butters and, you know, soaps that have like goat's milk and, you know, things like that. Those are the types of things that I am going to have to order and utilize during the next few months. So things that are typically found in the stores, like mass produced types of brands, if you will, for the most part, those are not really going to work for me. So there's that. But, and also what I'm going to be doing is I am going to be, well, I always have Vaseline in my rotation, but not so much necessarily for the summer months, but definitely for the winter and fall, like the darker and the cooler months, bringing out that Vaseline and slathering that on my body from head, from the rooter to the tooter after I shower, because that helps for me to seal in that moisture exceptionally well. So yeah, your girl's going to be a little bit greasy. But you know, is it really melt? Do we really have black skin? If we ain't glistening somewhere on our body, you know, like when you were a little kid and your mom or whomever would, and I know we still do this to our babies now, but we like, you not going outside ashy. Like it's just not going to happen. You might come home ashy and your hair out of place because you just had a really good day and you were playing in the dirt and at school and just, you know, cutting up and having fun and doing what kids are supposed to do. Like, that's the job of a kid, to enjoy yourself and play and have fun, right? I think that's a job for us to do as well, but that's another conversation. But what you're not going to do, okay, any kid, any black kid, right, you not leaving the house ashy. Like, it's just not going to happen. Not on our watch, right? Not on my watch, right? So, yeah, but that's typically what it's going to be. Like, hashtag no ashies over here for the next few months. It's just not happening. So I just got to make sure that I take care of my skin. And also, of course, my face, like the skin on my face as well. But that pretty much, there's not too much variation that I'll be doing for that. That's why I didn't really speak about it. Just making sure that I continue to clean my skin every single day. I told you about the SPF. I guess if it's worth mentioning, I can let you know that for the most part, I take care of my skin with CeraVe products, CeraVe. Those are pretty good. However, at night, I do switch things up and use, I don't know the name of it, but it's like a thick cream. I wish I could have looked it up. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes if I remember. But yeah, your girl will still be taking care of her skin, of course, facially. But I wanted to talk specifically about the body, since the routine or the products that I apply more or less are going to be different than they were just earlier this year, if that makes sense. So hopefully that makes sense for you. Just making sure that you take care of your skin so that you can feel, because you want to feel comfortable in your skin, right? And there is nothing worse than, especially for my girls that have allergies or eczema, or just other, you know, super dry skin or other, you know, other conditions. There's nothing worse than not being able to feel comfortable in your own skin, right? If your skin's itchy and cracking and all of those things, like, you're not gonna feel like you're at your best when your skin doesn't, like, when you're not feeling comfortable and when your skin doesn't feel soothed. There is nothing worse, or, I mean, I'm sure there are worse things, but you get my point. Just feeling like your skin is dry and itchy and uncomfortable. At least that's how it is for me. So that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it now. So if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But like I said, hashtag no ashies over here. And I'm pretty sure you feel me on that, right? Right. So I would say another thing that I am doing, I think I have three or four things, y'all. I forgot to number these in my notes. My bad. But the next thing that I am doing, number three, is I'm stocking up on, like, my favorite things, my favorite cozy, comforting things that I know specifically I have to have, because they help me to feel the way that I want and deserve to feel, right? So for me specifically, again, things that help me to feel cozy, help me to feel comforted, because for me, it's a bit like I'm in nesting mode, right? And that's just typically how we feel for the autumn months or for the fall and winter. Again, we are animals, right? So I'm in nesting mode right now. And so I am doing some things to my bedroom. Like, I changed my duvet. I added more plants. and got rid of more clutter. Like, I'm constantly taking stuff out of the house because I want my space to feel a certain way. And it's because I feel like we want our homes and environments to feel safe. And to me, part of feeling safe isn't necessarily like, how can I explain it? It's not necessarily about physical safety that I'm talking about right now, but of course, obviously, that's super important, right? But there is just something that helps me to feel more secure, knowing that I have certain things that bring me personally feelings of ease, rest, joy, comfort, that kind of thing, right? And so there are specific necessities that I have to have that bring comfort and the opportunity for me to slow down and reserve energy during darker days. Like, for example, hearty soups in your belly and having a pretty or a thick throw cover on your sofa for those times that you want to lay on your sofa and take a nap or veg out and watch some Lifetime movies. You feel me? So for me, those things, which I do love a good soup, honey, and I do love vegging out under a nice throw cover, by the way. But those things specifically right now for me are things like thick socks, cardigans, wrapping myself up in a cardigan or like something like that. I don't know what it is about the feeling of it on my body. Maybe it's because it's not that it's tight, because you know, when you wrap a cardigan around your body, and I don't know, it just has that snugger feeling that just feels good for me. It just feels comforting for me for whatever reason. Maybe it's a sensory thing. I don't know. But other things, two specific things right now that I can tell you that are absolute must-haves, okay? Coffee and candles. And no, I am not a pumpkin spice. Just in case you were wondering, does Brie like pumpkin spice? Like, I'm going to send her a Starbucks coupon. Or not a coupon, a gift certificate. Or whatever the hell they're called. Because I know she likes pumpkin spice lattes. No, sis. Your girl does not. And I used to go to Starbucks a lot. But I prefer, honestly, making my own coffee 95% of the time. I just like making my own thing because I know what I like. I know how I like it. Take of that what you will. But right now, I am stocking up on my favorite coffees and candles. The one in particular, or one of them in particular, I should say, that really just sets my soul on fire right now is, I believe it's called Bourbon Pecan. Or it's either Bourbon Pecan or Pecan Bourbon, but one of the two. And you can get it from, it's called World Market, Cost Plus World Market, something like that. And that coffee is just so, so good. And it's a seasonal coffee. And so right now, I've purchased 4 bags. And right now, I'm drinking one of them, or I'm drinking from that one bag. And I have the other 3 in the freezer. Because I heard that you can freeze coffee grounds, and it will make them last longer, because you know coffee only has a shelf life unopened, what is it, like 3 to 6 months or something along those lines. And I think with putting them in the freezer, you can make them last longer. This way I have what I need in case they run out, since it is seasonal. I don't have to figure out where I can get it, and I don't know, that just helps me to feel more secure. Make it make sense? I don't know, but that's just how my brain works. And I want to do things that help my brain, help me to feel more secure, happier, etc. So I have my coffee in the freezer and I can pull it out when I want to. Another thing is candles. There are specific candles that I like and I want to have a few on hand. One of them is, and I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast, or maybe it was on social media. Honestly, I don't even remember, but I'm a candle girl, and the candle that I'm feeling right now, amongst others, is you can find it at Target. I think it's their Threshold line, and it's a soy wax blend. I'm sure there's some paraffin in there somewhere too, and it's the coconut honey version, if I'm not mistaken. That one smells so good, and this is coming from someone who used to sell candles, but it smells so good. It's only like maybe $12, and it just adds this luxurious smell to my environment, and it brings comfort to me. So I get it. I have one extra one in the cabinet. The one I'm burning right now will probably be gone in the next day or two. And I'm going to stock up on that candle and maybe buy, you know, 3-4 more plus some others. That way I can have the scents that I like that help me to feel good. And I'm not telling you this to like run out and go and, you know, buy all the things. That's really not the point. It's honestly, it's really not. But, you know, I just want to make sure that you have what you need and that you're thinking about it in advance if you're anything like I am. One other thing that's going to sound really funny, maybe, but I'm just going to put it out there because we're girlfriends, right? I like the Elf coffee creamer. You know, Elf, the movie with Will Ferrell. First of all, I love that movie and I watch it every year unapologetically. I don't care how old it gets. It's still funny as hell to me. I really like him as an actor in certain movies, like Anchorman. Oh my God. I love, love, love Anchorman. But anyway, so the Elf coffee creamer, I usually get it from Target. They have a few, like, I think they have like a peppermint mocha, which sounds disgusting to me. Sorry for my peppermint mocha lovers. they have a waffle. It's like a caramel waffle one or something like that. And then the one that I get is the sugar cookie flavor. In fact, and so I'll buy several of those and I'll put those in the freezer too. You might be thinking, well, damn, Brie, how big is the freezer? Well, I can tell you that I have, you know, those single door refrigerators that have the freezer. Well, it has two doors, but it's like the skinny refrigerator. I have that freezer. And then I also have, you know, the freezers that sit on the floor separately from your refrigerator. I have like one or two of those. So your girl has the privilege of stocking up on things that make sense, like meats and different things. But yeah, I stock up on those creamers. And then I use those. Now, one thing I can tell you really quickly as I wrap up this little part is that for the creamers, obviously, once you take it out, since it has been in the freezer, first of all, you got to let it melt. So I'll usually stick it in the refrigerator the night before I want to use it. And then I make sure to use it up as quickly as possible, right? Because it's past the expiration date, but it's just been in the freezer. So it's good, but I don't tempt it by letting it linger for a couple of weeks like I might do others. So that's that on that. If there is a scent or a taste that you know perks your soul up, I want to encourage you to buy it. And one other thing that I'm most likely going to be buying this year in that I've wanted for a while but just haven't found the right one, I want a weighted blanket. I need a weighted blanket. I absolutely will be purchasing this year a weighted blanket because they help me to self-soothe. They help me to feel good. And that's basically what I'm talking about here, just ways that I self-soothe in the winter / fall, or in the fall / winter months. I think that sometimes we treat these types of things like they're negotiables, but really for me, these are non-negotiables. They're just not. These really aren't negotiable things for me. The things I stock up on, they help me to feel safer. They help me to feel loved. They help me to feel well cared for. And I know it may sound silly, but this is my truth. Knowing that I have these simple basics and can access them as needed, like, that really goes a long way for me. So again, girl, I ain't saying, go out and buy all the things. But what I do want you to do, though, is just to think about what things can help you to acknowledge your humanity and value during the fall and winter months. Your well-being matters. So just wanted to put that out there. I think the last thing for me, I think we're at number 4, if I'm not mistaken. The last thing for me that I'm doing in the next few months, unapologetically, of course, this should come as no surprise. This should come as no shocker, right? Taking all the naps. I am going to be taking all the naps because, listen, something about these seasons and the season changes, I'm sure it's likely in part due to like losing the light and, you know, you're feeling like your body is thrown out of whack and you're just more tired. I'm going to be taking more naps unapologetically. And in fact, over the last couple of weeks, I have definitely been feeling more tired, which is weird. I'll say it's funny to me because I haven't really switched up my routine much where I'm doing a ton of physical labor. But have just been a little more tired, and I think it's just because the seasons are changing, and so that makes sense to me. Like, and I think it makes sense too, because usually around this time of the year, our routines kind of change too, right? Especially if like you're a parent, you got to get the kids back and forth to school. That can be exhausting, right? And maybe you're back in school yourself too, right? Going back and getting your degree, etc. The holidays are approaching, and we know how fun that can be. but also anxiety inducing with the pressure of like buying gifts. And listen, there have been years, several years, where I could not buy gifts, and I just felt that anxiety and that immense guilt about not being able to do that. So I wanted to make sure that I put that out there and let you know that your girl has experienced that before, okay? Ain't no shame. Ain't no shame. Ain't no judgment, right? Because I just simply didn't have it. But also just like, so the holidays and, you know, spending time with family or not. And if you're single again or you don't have kids yet, like during the holidays, is this going to be, you know, possibly having folks thinking this is like open for discussion. So you might be feeling anxious about that. And then of course we have the everyday workplace fatigue. I don't believe that the body was meant to work like in an office eight hours a day, like like 5 days a week. I don't believe we were meant to work 40 hours a week like that, but that's just me, and that's another conversation. But again, the workplace fatigue and feeling like you don't have a life because it's dark when you're driving, like you wake up and it's dark, right? You're heading into the office or getting the kids ready and it's dark. Then when you're coming home, it's either already dark when you're driving home or as soon as you get in the house, it's already dark, right? And of course we have like the microaggressions in the office, and maybe you have someone in your family getting sick with the flu. You got to take care of them. I mean, honestly, I can go on and on and on and on and on. We know this. But my point really is that you are likely going to require more rest over the next few months. Child, I had to pause the podcast and come back because I had an interruption. This is life, right? This is what I'm talking about. So, where was I? So yeah, the point is that you're gonna require more rest for various reasons. I don't care what the reasons are, to be quite honest with you, as far as like, in other words, you don't need to justify, is my point. You don't need to justify your need for more rest. It doesn't need to be explained. It doesn't need to be justified. It doesn't need to be asked for. You don't need permission. Like, you have permission to rest, not because I say, but because you say, as a human being and having this human experience, and humans require rest to be able to sustain a certain level of, or a certain quality of life. So you don't need to justify why, you know, naps may be life for you during the season. Okay. So, yeah, those are the four things that I'm doing. Just to very quickly recap, I know I just mentioned resting and taking naps, upping my body care game, making sure my skin stays comfortable and moisturized and clean. And also smelling good, by the way. That's also something that makes me feel more, at ease, just certain scents and things like that, which kind of falls in line with stocking up on my favorite cozy things and just bringing inviting a sense of comfort into my home, into my bedroom, things like that. And then what was the last one? Oh, of course, getting the sun that we need, right? Because that's going to help with our hormones and how we feel and things like that. So those are the four ways, four major ways that I am preparing for the next few months, the next couple of seasons, fall and winter. My hope is that you found some helpful tips and tidbits and nuggets here, or some, inspiration for you as we move into these darker, colder seasons. So hopefully this episode was of help to you. So that's it for this week's episode. Your girl's going to go and get her day started. But I would really love to hear from you in regards to what you did for self-care in the last week. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And also, as I wrap up, if you have not had the chance to, please, if you would be so kind, make sure to leave a rating and review on iTunes. That way this podcast, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, can reach more women like me and like you that need this type of support in their ear every single week. All right? All right. And if you've already done so, I appreciate you. I really, really do. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you for seeing me, right? So that's it for this week's episode. I hope you have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday. Take care.